Next week's total solar eclipse is being billed as a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Well, Vermont Public's Nynakek tracked down a 104-year-old man who remembers the last time it happened in Vermont in 1932.
Hello. I'm Nina from Vermont Public.
I'm Floyd.
Nice
whereabouts do you live? Right in Rutland?
No, I live in Chittenden.
Floyd Van Alstyn still lives in the same East Barnard farmhouse that he bought in 1945, 2 weeks after getting home from World War II.
250-something acres. And I paid $3,600 for it. No electricity, outhouse and all that.
What kind of a farm was it?
I milked here one time. I milked about 40 cows here.
Van Alstyn also raised beef cattle, worked in the timber trade, drove trucks and bulldozers, helped build Vermont's interstate, and cleared deadwood from a devastating hurricane in 1938.
I loved the work.
What do you remember about the 1932 solar eclipse?
I can remember we was having a hard time finding something we could put over our eyes. And I do remember now that they had some colored glasses in the car. That's all we had. We didn't have it, you know, other stuff that they have now that you can use.
It was in the middle of the Depression, he reminds me. And while he learned about the eclipse in his one-room schoolhouse, he doesn't recall too much hoopla surrounding it.
I don't know. We didn't think much about general things in those days like they do now. We thought about minding our own business, I guess.
Vermont newspapers, however, were full of stories about the eclipse in 1932. Readers were informed that some trains would stop during the mid-afternoon darkness. Motorists were warned not to drive and watch the eclipse at the same time. The Rutland Herald even provided instructions for making your own protective viewer by taking a piece of window glass and moving it in and out of a candle flame to blacken it with soot. Young Floyd Van Alstyn could have used that tip all those years ago.
All I can say is that it was pretty near dark. It wasn't dark, but it was the dark. Like early morning or evening, you know.
Marjorie Van Alstyn, Floyd's wife of 76 years, was too young to remember Vermont's last total solar eclipse, but she's excited to watch the next one. The couple's five kids will likely be watching as well. All of them live nearby. Floyd says he, too, plans to watch the big event.
I'll probably look at it like everybody else, but I won't make a big deal of it. I've seen too much.
After all, he's seen one before. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.